We'll call it a minute early, the joint meeting of Finance and Administration of Public Works. The meeting this evening is on a memorandum of understanding between the Parkside University and the Kenosha County. And to begin the meeting, our county executive has been kind enough to attend here, and he'd like to say a couple of words, and then we're going to hand it over to Mr. Collins and the Mr. Cruiser.
Thank you, Chairman Elderman, Chairman Rose, and committee members. Many of you at this table remember in the mid-70s, and mid-60s rather, the community, business, and labor joined together to support a university coming to our community. George Molinaro was a huge supporter of that. His picture stands in Molinaro Hall. We've had a long history of supporting and working with UW Parkside. Personally, 38 years ago this month, I was student body president in Parkside student government. 11 years ago, this body adopted and put paved and worked in partnership with UW Parkside for the academic trail, the bike trail that connected Petrified Springs, UW Parkside, and Carthage College, and the rest of the bike system downtown. A few years later, we built 30th Avenue with the bike trail, opening up that neighborhood, many neighborhoods, into UW Parkside. So we've had many projects that collaborated and complemented county government and UW Parkside. I want to thank Chancellor Ford and her team for working with us on this agreement. I have a note from Chancellor Ford sent to me, and she was going to be here tonight, but she sent me this. County Executive Cruiser, thank you for your partnership on the bike trails and the Pike River restoration. I had planned to attend tonight's meeting, but I am still recovering from a bout with the flu, and I do not want to share it. Vice Chancellor Scott Menke will be in attendance and will be able to speak on behalf of the university. We have enjoyed working with Matt Collins and the county team, with Jennifer Kopp, and look forward to full implementation of the agreement. Matt did a very nice job answering questions during the April Board of Regents meeting. Please express my regrets to the committee and let them know my full support of our partnership. Again, Chancellor Ford has gathered faculty, students, and her team together to work with Kenosha County on this agreement. This agreement is nothing but beneficial to UW Parkside and Kenosha County. It allows us to take land that is underutilized and put some shape around how it can be managed productively. This is good for Petrified Springs Park, UW Parkside students, faculty, and the public. It also complements the ongoing work that Kenosha County and other partners are doing to stabilize the Pike River. Thanks to the Kenosha Sports Fishing and Conservation Association and Root Pike Wind for their members supporting this effort. I also know that UW Parkside is near and dear to members of these committees and the full county board. By my count, at least 8 supervisors are alumni. One is an attending student, and one sat on their scholarship committee. This agreement is a win-win for the county and UW Parkside, and I urge you to support it. Matt Collins, our park director, and Vice Chancellor Scott Menke will provide the details and the overview of the agreement that's before you. At this time, I'd like to have them stand before the committee.
Sure.
Rather, sit before the committee.
Thank you, County Executive Cruiser. Have a seat. So I guess I'll kind of get into the nuts and the bolts, and I'll start by obviously having this map for us to kind of have an overview of what we're truly going to be voting on with the committee. So thank you everyone for your time prior to the county board to meet and discuss this matter. As you can see right over here, if you're familiar with Petrified Springs Park, we have the 18-hole golf course and then the Petrified Springs Parkway that basically meanders along with the Pike River over on this side. And you can see that it truly just abuts UW Parkside property with their main campus right over here. But you do have the Pike River that basically splits this area in green, and that's where the proposed land use agreement area is. So this area is about approximately 139 acres, that, as County Executive Cruiser said, is truly underutilized but heavily densely forested area, and about 79 of those acres are considered floodplain, so truly non-developable areas within that corridor. Other than that, probably kind of hard to see from all the way back there, but you do have a smattering of yellow dots throughout this whole entire area. And that's truly how this agreement started, was all these are unsanctioned trails that were developed over decades of public use. Many people don't know of the boundaries that exist between Petrifying Springs Park and this undeveloped area over here. So what has happened through the years is people create their own trails. But unfortunately what has happened is they're unsanctioned, they're non-sustainable, and Parkside really didn't have the capacity to better manage those trails. So you can see that they're already there, but they just need to be managed a little bit more properly. So that's basically the area in the process that we're gonna be talking about today. So with that, there's mutual challenges on both sides of the spectrum between the county parks and specifically Petrifying Springs Park, along with UW Parkside. This comes even before me starting as parks director within the county, that John Rudy, the previous parks director, had many challenges within Petrifying Springs Park and also with UW Parkside with what we considered rogue mountain bike trails, where people were developing mountain bike trails throughout both Pets Park and Parkside property. These were unsanctioned and they actually created erosion issues where banks are sloughing off and that sediment's going into the river, as well as people constructing unsafe boardwalks, jumps, dips, anything else that they deem fit for their own personal use but it's not safe for anyone else. So there's really no oversight whatsoever on the existing mountain bike network because it's truly unsanctioned. With that, also, the Pike River watershed. As you all know, we just finished within Kenosha County phase one within the Pike River watershed. And there's a lot of stormwater management features that help out with erosion issues and also stormwater management and also just the overall health and stability of the Pike River watershed. Of course, the Pike River knows no boundaries as well, so it just makes sense for that to continue with our overarching goals is to strengthen the health and restoring the Pike River through both properties as well. So with that, there's those mutual benefits between UW Parkside and Kenosha County. So I kind of spoke about the benefits to the overall health and stability between our trails and the river, but there's also the educational curriculum that is on the UW Parkside. Scott and I have worked at great length between the university and Natural Resources Department. So they do a lot of data collection, environmental studies. By collaborating with this property, we're able to bring not only the public, but the student base to do more educational curriculum by having more accessibility within that property. Also, like I say, the increasing public access to the natural areas. Right now, yes, there is access, but it's not properly managed. So by working with parks, we're able to work with a network of communities that we've been successful with Silver Lake Park and some other areas and working to make sure that the stability trails are done up to our standard and expectation. And that helps out with environmental stewardship so we can actually increase the health of the natural areas within the premises. And finally, like I say, stormwater management, that's obviously not only a park issue or a park site issue, but downstream, this is actually a neighborhood issue that this will help with if we're able to continue with those restoration efforts. So the purpose of the agreement, this would be a 50-year agreement. I think everyone, does everyone have a copy of this agreement? I do have copies with me if you need a handout. So this is a 50-year agreement to enhance the natural area management and public access within that 139 areas of natural areas within UW Parkside property. And it's basically a three-pillar approach is how I look at that. So I'll go through each pillar, and that's what we want to do as far as a joint effort between UW Parkside and Kenosha County. So those three pillars, just to review, is the Natural Resource Inventory and Ecological Management Plan. The second one would be trail development, and the third would be the Pike River Restoration. So for the Natural Resource Inventory, That plan is going to identify and map the ecological communities. It's going to enhance those areas to remove invasive species and strengthen the natural areas. We're going to work jointly with UW Parkside and their environmental studies group to really identify, plan, and map those environmental communities. And then we'll go out and work with the community on actually removing or enhancing those ecological communities. And then once we have that mapped, we'll go ahead and overlay a trail development plan. We already have, through the students, all the data and GPS points for every single point of that trail as it exists now. So for any future trail development, enhancement, creating new trail, or potentially closing off trails that are non-sustainable, we'll layer that onto the natural resource inventory to make sure that we would only develop trails that are in non-sensitive areas. But that way we would overlay multi-use trails for hikers, bikers, dog walkers, as well as a single track mountain bike trail that are exclusive to the mountain bike community. So with that, we would work as we have in the past, and a great example is our partners who worked on Silver Lake mountain bike trails are here. So we have Dave Bender, Angela Brooks. They came here in support of this land use agreement, and they've been successful where 100% of the mountain bike trails have been not only built by volunteers, but also maintained by volunteers. We're hoping to use that existing community-based group and widen that community to also work on the trails within UW Parkside. So that's going to be an added benefit, that there's a huge network of the public that obviously lives and also goes to school within UW Parkside area. And right now, the only mountain biking area that's actually sanctioned is over in Silver Lake Park. This will give more accessibility down within the city of Kenosha, which will be heavily used and heavily maintained by this group as well. And finally, the third pillar is the Pike River restoration. So as I said, Kenosha County is actively engaged in developing the multi-phase approach to the Pike River restoration. We want to coordinate these projects with UW Parkside. This will truly help with our grants that we've been successful with the Pike River restoration, by showing that we're partnering with another organization like UW Parkside. And again, it's just mitigating the effects of stormwater management throughout the whole entire Pike River corridor. So again, those are the three main points of this 50-year agreement. Scott and I are here to answer any questions as you see the need to ask.
Yeah. I didn't see a financial statement with this. Are there any planned future costs or to the county or current costs?
So how I would answer that is the actual agreement is $1 a year from Kenosha County to UW Parkside. So as far as any of those three pillars go, as far as costs go, what we're truly going to work on first is to identify the plans for each one of those things between natural resource management, trail development, and Pike River restoration.
We're not entering into an agreement that's going to have something fiscally tagged to it later. Is that we're going to be responsible for? I mean, you start developing a plan, you have this thing for trails, all of a sudden we can't get grants, and you come to us and you say, now we need this. Is that going to happen? Or
it would have to come to the county board if there's anything financial. See, the county board would have to approve it if that was the case. But we've been successful, like I say, with the trail development, for instance. We've been heavily relying on the community to develop those trails, and I think that we have a great example within Silver Lake Park, that was little cost to Kenosha County, and it provides 10 miles of mountain bike trails for the community. And that's actually an economic benefit, not only to the local bike shops in the neighborhood that really want to enhance their customer base, but also it provides for the students, that it's almost a recruitment effort, that they're going to have more recreational opportunities on campus for those things too. So it's almost like a positive economic impact for the trails on that side.
Good spin. So sanctioned trails, is there liability with that on our part if we're sanctioning trails?
Well, I think what we agree to do is maintain the trails, but like anything with just like a park, we have a lot of protections. We have a lot of immunities, recreational immunities, things like that. When you open things up to the public, it's very difficult for the public to sue you for doing that, not to say it won't happen. I mean, if we're negligent in saying that we're going to maintain them and we don't, because we have this, it's not something that's very concerning. Just in general, the parks, recreational immunity, I think.
Okay, all right.
You mentioned a lot of unsanctioned trails and stuff. Are there going to be some more controls on that now once we have this agreement? I mean, are you going to take certain areas and not let the public in until you get it the way you want it, or how is it going to work?
So, great question. So, how I would say is the history of this is almost like butting heads, where all these unsanctioned trails, you try to close off the trails, you try to tell the people no. There was a time 2 years ago that I got a phone call that someone brought a chainsaw onto the park's property to create their own trail. Obviously, we can't keep on coming to a head with individuals, because it's going to be a losing battle, or it's actually going to be costly for us to try to manage it from that angle. What we want to do is create a holistic blueprint for the right way to do trails, and let these volunteers that have actually been properly trained, they actually went through a protocol to make sure they know how to create trails, how to maintain trails properly. And then you get the buy-in from the community, because we're all working towards the same greater good. But by trying to fight that and say no, that hasn't worked for decades between Parkside and the county. Now that we're going to have a plan that's going to be approved by an actual organization, and they're going to have a board of directors, they're going to have volunteer work days, that's the right way to do it, because then you invite the community to take more responsibility of those trails, to do them right, and then they start to police themselves. And that's the success of Silver Lake Park, is that's not any time on my staff whatsoever, because they're out there managing themselves, and they have a board of directors that answer to those specific people. So let's just say someone went rogue and did something. Between social media, the network of people that take that seriously, they're going to know who that is, and they're going to deal with it internally before it ever becomes a problem again. Right now, we have no control because we don't know who these individuals are.
It's been vigilante justice.
So, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Since this is the UW Systems property, and there's a specific mention in here about liability insurance, it's not the county's property. Who's responsible for the cost of this liability insurance?
The way the agreement is written is that each party is going to be responsible for their own actions, so each party has to carry the liability insurance. Because we are taking on the responsibility of the trail maintenance, we do have to list them as an additional insured on our insurance policy, which we vetted with the Horton Group and with our insurance policy. And again, because the risk is very minimal, there was no objections or concerns with that.
Will that add any cost to our insurance costs?
No, it does not. Especially because they always look at who we're contracting, and because it's a state, they also have limited liabilities and immunities and things like that. So the risk is lower than when we do this with private entities, where we're very reluctant to do that. This is a state agency, so it's very cooperative, and they have the same protection.
Good. Gary, a question for you is, Public Works heard about this proposal, I think it was our last committee meeting, okay, which is roughly about a month ago. Right. Now we're having a joint committee meeting with the proposal and the agreement that was only sent out last Friday, 16 pages of legalese. What's the rush?
Matt?
There's no rush. We're trying to accommodate the committee by hearing this all at the same time. We wanted to provide that contract to be transparent with it. So in our mind, there's no immediate rush. It's just that we think this is a good venture for both organizations, and that's why we didn't want this to go in front of the full board until May 7th as well, because we didn't want to make that perception that we're trying to push this forward so fast. So that's why we're not taking this up this evening in front of the full board. And that gives even more time to review that contract before the full board votes on it.
Fair enough, but the normal committee process is this would have come up, it would have been referred to Public Works, we'd have had a chance to look at it, digest it, review it, and then I think it would have come to Finance Administration, but I'm not positive about that. But now we're having a special joint meeting, which we just had another one last week, so this is anything but normal process, and this does seem very rushed. I barely had time to even read this thing over because I have other things in my life that I have to attend to. And there are many, many lines of information that I wanted to make sure that I was able to understand it and even formulate some questions on. But it doesn't seem, so there's no need for this thing to be reviewed and approved today. it could go through the normal committee process. There's nothing in here that's hidden that says we have to have a joint session.
No, this was more just so we had open transparency and everyone's receiving the same message all at once between the two committees. Again, we wanted to invite Chancellor Ford here, so we were trying to accommodate your time to go right before a board meeting, but also accommodate others' time. So when this is presented, it's presented with that same message overall, and that's the purpose we're
here. Fair enough. I mean, I'm not necessarily against the agreement overall, but I would like to make a motion to refer this back into the normal committee process for review and then moving on to the next finance committee.
Question, when you say normal committee process, you mean you want this referred to the Public Works Committee, because there's nothing abnormal about having a joint meeting.
Understand, but the normal process is it would come to Public Works. We would review, approve, review it, ask questions, either approve or not approve, and then it would become before your committee. Barely have had time. Like I said, we first heard about this roughly 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like an emergency to me, but I don't see any reason to have an emergency, and so that's what I'd like to have time to review it.
All right. Is there a second?
A second.
So the motion is to refer this agenda item to the Highway and the Public Works
Committee.
Finance is, of course, free to vote on it this evening.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know that this may seem abnormal, but a lot of it was accommodating people. We actually thought that tonight we were going to have a joint meeting on something else. The Vice Chancellor could be here, Matt could be here, and we knew that Finance was going to be here. We were all going to be here at 7:30, so it was actually just to be accommodating. If the supervisor, and again, these things don't go first to one committee, then to another. They usually go to Public Works first because Finance meets later in the month. That's the only reason. So this has to be to the Finance Committee because there's a dollar amount on it, and both of us would present it then to the full county board. That's an explanation. I certainly was never given a rush. No one was trying to push this through, so I just wanted to make everybody aware. It was actually just to accommodate all of us going to be here tonight anyway. That's it.
Question. Jennifer, is your office has reviewed this completely, correct?
Yes, very thoroughly. It's been like months. The contract's been discussed and gone back, and then the Board of Regents weighed in on it.
Is there anything else you need to do?
No, just get the board approval.
Okay. Yes?
I really would like to have a chance to read this. The federal government had my undivided attention in the last few days on taxes, so I really haven't had a chance but just to skim this over. And I would really like to have the chance to reread it, because I'm probably going to have more questions that I can't possibly ask tonight.
Further discussion?
Well, you're not, you're, I mean,
yeah,
this is their motion.
I read it. I asked questions of staff. I'm ready to go. I don't need
it.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to do yours first?
Well,
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second the motion for Finance.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think the only motion before the Finance Committee is to approve or not approve. Your committee can do as they please. If you want to refer it back, table it, that's up to you. But that doesn't table it for us, unless that's what your choice is. So
for Public Works, there's been a motion to defer this to our next committee meeting, and it's been seconded. So, Public Works, John, you just walked in. The agreement between university system and the county to have a 50-year agreement for the upkeep and planning of 139 acres there along the Pike River for bike trails and things. That's what we've been discussing.
First of all, I'd like to say I apologize for being late. I honestly, I didn't know we had a meeting at 6:30.
thought we were the 16th page.
It's okay.
Well, you're forgiven, but we had a meeting. Anyway, now you're walking at an odd point here. Supervisor Scalise would like more time to look at this. Supervisor Nordigan has seconded the motion that we defer this to the next meeting of the public works. So that's the motion on the floor.
Okay.
All those in favor, I guess we'll do a roll. Supervisor Juhas?
So the motion on the floor is to push it off to Public Works?
Correct. At our May meeting.
Aye.
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 Okay. I'll vote no. But it passes. So, Jerry?
All right, the motion on the floor is to approve. Is there further discussion from finance? Yes.
I just want to thank the Vice Chancellor for taking the time out to come out this evening and on your behalf and Deborah Ford's behalf, I want to thank you, Matt Collins, the executive, all the team members that were involved in this, for improving the quality of life in Kenosha County by adding these trails into this area that's been not utilized properly. I think it's going to be more utilized in a proper fashion. And I just want to say thanks for that.
And before you vote, I'd like to say something else. And I'd like Matt to introduce them again before. The people that have, and they graciously came here this evening, and I've reported to you folks at the county board level for years now about the bike trails at the Silver Lake Park. And the local papers and the village of Silver Lake and Salem Lake has reported on the events held there and how the stores and the convenience stores and everybody does business and 300 people biking in the snow. And it's been a big deal. And it's because of this group that has actually come forward and volunteered to help Matt again on another venture. And this is what has happened in recent years with our public-private partnerships with our public works. We began with a disc golf, and we continued, well, we actually began with the Little Leagues, but the disc golf, and now with the adventures at Pringle Nature Center. But these folks that have done the bike trails there, Matt, I'd like you to introduce them again.
Yeah, we have Dave Bender, and he's not only on the board for the Kenosha Area Mountain Bike Association, but he also is a coach for the West Osha Composite, if I got that correct. So he's actually the coach of all of the up-and-coming generations for the high schoolers. So how many people do you have on your team right now?
Last year's roster, we ended up with 43 athletes and about 20 adult coaches.
Right. What so, those teams do?
What
do those teams do?
They're middle school through high school competitive mountain bike team. So we practice out at Silver Lake, and then there's basically start in early May and start practicing through the summer, and then the competitive events are in September and October throughout the state of Wisconsin. And the reason we're here to support this too is the team has grown from, in 2014, it was just me and one other kid riding around. It started out as one kid. Like I said, last year we had 44. And the projected growth this year is somewhere between 60 and 80 kids. And a lot of them are coming from east of the freeway here. And we're starting to overrun Silver Lake, like between the coaches and the athletes that are coming there and the other users. We run out of room, believe it or not, even with 10 miles of trail. So coming here to support this is imperative to the growth of the youth team, because when you show up with 20, 30, 40 kids, this year we're going to have to split our practices up just to accommodate them. And so we're really hoping this is a good piece in the future to go forward and help the team grow, especially the younger athletes.
So I would invite anyone, especially people on Public Works Committee that don't know anything about this, to go out or have Matt show you if he's got the time. Silver Lake Park. People on this committee, have any of you even been there to see these trails? And these folks have been working on them for 2.5-3 years. And you go out there on a winter's day and see fat bike races with a 100-some bikes out there at 8 degrees this year. I mean, this is not a tiny little thing, and for them to be volunteering it and joining this team to do this is something I really want to thank you for, and thank you for being here. So don't feel like you have to come to our next Public Works meeting. I think you've shown your interest.
Does the Vice Chancellor want to say anything before the finance votes?
I think Matt's pretty well covered it. The county has really done a good job of addressing our concerns. I mean, as Matt said, there's kind of rogue trails, and if we can get control of those. And the issue for our faculty is they do a lot of research in this area. So I see this as really a win-win to help protect the land and to protect the river.
Okay, further discussion, Finance Committee? All right. Do you want a roll call on this?
Roll call.
All right.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
John?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. I think that's all the business that is listed.
We'll do adjourn.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you.